This recording, Malaysia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price too. For a cure. When you were kids, we played cops and robbers. It's like where you go around a tree and then like you pick some people to be cops and then... I don't know how it worked. It was stupid. But then the robbers basically run around trying to tap the cops. And if the cop gets tapped, you turn into a robber. And then if a cop like taps you, and then you become something like that. Oh yeah, when I was 7, me and my sister were almost mugged in front of my house. Yeah, we were about to like go to our friend's house to play badminton. So yeah, we were about to go there, but then like this guy on a motorbike came. Am I talking too much? He came on a motorbike and he was asking for directions. And afterwards, he pulled out a knife and he was asking my sister, who was like, she was like 12 at the time, who just got a new Nokia cell phone. She was like, give me your phone now, I'm gonna hurt you. And I think that was the one situation I thought that I was gonna die. But we were fine because our neighbor came out and the guy went off. Oh, I got blamed on copying my friend off for an exam at one point, but she was actually copying me. Then my teacher, this was in high school, and she was like, you, because I was kind of an asshole back in, like, it made more sense for me to be the one copying, because my friend was like really smart and did really well in school. So I'm from a small town called Subang Jaya, which I thought was small, but then when I came here, I realized that this is a town, and my town was actually a city. Like, yeah, Subang Jaya is like a suburban town, like 20 minutes away from the capital city of Kuala Lumpur. So yeah, like we're like next door to the big, big city. So yeah, so I've always been I'm kind of like a city girl because I always take the trains to the city. And we have lots of malls. We're not next to a beach, but it's pretty nice. Oh, I would go to, there's this Indian restaurant called Nirvana. And it's my favorite thing in the world because I cannot find anything like it here. But they serve banana leaf rice. Where basically how it works is that they serve you rice on a banana leaf. Like you don't use plates there. I'll show you a picture of it. There's rice and then they serve you all sorts of curries. But basically you eat with your hands and you eat it. It's on a banana leaf and it's so good. You can't find anything like it here. When I was 11, I've never ridden a bicycle like ever. Like I was scared of it. And then there's this boy that like, I really liked in my neighborhood, and he would always cycle by my place like on his bicycle. And like I was like, you know what? I want to ride my bicycle next to him. So I self-taught myself how to ride a bicycle. And so one day, like, because everyone always laughed at me for, like, not, for being so clumsy, not being able to ride a bicycle, can't ride a skateboard. But I self-taught myself how to ride a bicycle. And I remember there was one day I finally learned how to do it. And then as he was cycling by, I went out on my bicycle and I cycled with him. So that's not a great, I don't know, I just felt very proud of myself. So yeah. Dan saya berasal dari Subang Jaya, Malaysia. I am from Subang Jaya, Malaysia.